So we continue during this Easter octave where each day is considered to be like Easter Sunday. It's important for us to continue to reflect on the redemption that we celebrate during the Easter season. Redemption is a word that indicates that we have been saved. Now, one of the obstacles for us as human beings to fully enter into the redemption that Christ won for us on the cross is our fears, is our anxieties, is our doubts. This is why Jesus confronts these things within his disciples' hearts at the beginning of this gospel passage. He starts out with these words, "Peace be with you." But then we hear that they were troubled, that they were startled, that they were terrified. Jesus then addresses their fear, their terror, by helping them to know that he's not a ghost, that he has a resurrected body. It's even why he eats in front of them, because ghosts don't eat. He's trying to help them to come to that sense of understanding that he has risen from the dead, but that again, he has a physical form, a resurrected form. But then at the end of the gospel, he says, "It is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name." Repentance. Someone who repents is someone who wants to let go of their old way of life, their old patterns, and enter into a new way of life. If we want to enter into the redemption of the Easter season, there is always something that we have to let go of. Lent seeks to prepare our hearts to kind of loosen up and let go of things that we need to let go of. But then if we want to enter fully into the Easter discipline, it's then saying, what is it that I choose to put in that place? Someone who wants to let go of a vice says, "Lord, I want to let go of that. I want to be saved. I want to be delivered from this particular vice, this temptation, this struggle that I have." But then something must go in its place. That's where the virtues come in. That's where what God gives us in redemption when he saves us comes into that place. Because when we then face a temptation, it's like having two options in front of you. One you know that you like, but it's junk food, versus another which you know is healthy for you. Both of them taste good, but you know that the healthy option is probably the one you're going to go to because you realize that the junk food might have tasted good, but it's not going to make you feel well. Whereas the healthy option not only tastes good, but it will also help you to have good health. That's what redemption is all about. We come to that place of understanding that what Jesus is offering is what will bring the health, will bring the life, will bring about the joy and peace that we're seeking. And so because we've placed that into our lives, then we can let go of the other things. Sometimes what we do is we let go of something, but we don't put what God wants to give us in its place. And that's why it's so easy for us to go back to the old things. But when we enter into the Easter discipline, we're putting something new that is of God into that place. And that allows us to stay in that place of freedom and to enter into that salvation that Christ won for us on the cross.